Army Specialist Lance Sage planned to travel with his mother when he came home from the Middle East. Last month, he was killed by an improvised explosive device 1 month after arriving in Iraq. The young Long Island soldier's life was a short journey from the mean streets of Hempstead to the dangerous streets of Baghdad. Jean Brian Johnson has this remembrance.
Lance Sage was raised by a single mom on a block where temptation seemed to lurk around every corner.
The neighborhood wasn't that great. It's always kids in the street and they selling, you know, and everything.
Alice Jones, Sage's mother. She built a cocoon around her son and tried to channel his natural curiosity into positive directions.
We were just like inseparable, you know. Mm. When I had vacation, me and him traveled. We went south. My mother was in the south. We traveled in the south. We traveled. We get the bus, and we would go.
Jones and Sage had that special bond that often develops between single women and their only sons, one part parent-child, another part friend-companion. She did her best, but pressure from schools and the streets began to take its toll on her child, who didn't stop growing until he reached 6'9" and more than 300 pounds. When Sage began to have trouble in school, he was sent to Lincoln Hall, a boarding school for boys with disciplinary problems. Jim Hosford was his social studies teacher.
A lot of the kids that come to Lincoln Hall don't have the skills that they should have at their age level. But Lance was different. He was extremely intelligent.
Hosford characterizes Sage as a gentle giant who kept the teacher on his toes with probing questions and insights. Sage graduated with a GED, worked for a while with computers, and then joined the Army, where he was ultimately assigned to the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division. Specialist Lance Sage arrived in Baghdad a few days after Thanksgiving. Just about 1 month later, the men in military uniforms arrived at his mother's door.
When I saw these men, I knew he was dead. Because they don't come to your house if you get injured. They come to your house when you're dead. He won't be traveling now, but God will take good care of him, and he'll always be in my heart.
Lance Sage received full military honors at a memorial service in Hempstead. He was posthumously awarded the Bronze Star for heroic achievement against an armed enemy. More than 100 people were there, a cross-section of family and friends, strangers, veterans, and military personnel. After the honor guard filed out of the room, an exhausted Jones plopped onto a settee and stared off into space. She still plans to visit all the places she never got to take her son. For NPR News, this is Jean Brian Johnson on New York's Long Island.